back with B92's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
It's time once again to gather around the whole darn family. A couple of strangers, a hitchhiker, and somebody in a hockey mask with a giant machete. And play the game that's sweeping the nation! Studio, we have a special guest, Heather.
Hey, good morning.
She's our co-worker over there in the office. And then there's Bonnie.
Hi.
And then there's me. My name is Mikey. Here's how this works. I tell you a completely real news story, and by the end of the story, you must decide whether the subject was drunk, high, or crazy. Is everybody ready to play?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay, let's do this thing. Here comes the story. It was a sunny day just last week in the suburbs.
What suburbs?
Somewhere in Florida.
Okay.
A family was returning home from the grocery store, and when they arrived at the front door, a man popped out of the bushes and yelled, "Give me your money!" The father of the family took one look at the man, realized he didn't have a weapon, and said, "No."
Wow. Wow.
The unarmed robber looked confused and kind of stunned for a moment. Apparently, this has never happened to him before.
This was not part of the plan.
No. "Why not?" asked the robber. "Cause you don't have a gun," said the dad in a way that your dad would say it. "Oh, I don't," said the man, and he turned around and reached into his pants. At this point, the rest of the family scattered except for Dad, who was having none of this. When the robber spun around, he was exposing himself and spraying urine everywhere.
What?
Oh.
"Say hello to my little friend," thought the man. The homeowner then shoved the urinating robber into the bushes, where the pee shot straight up into the air and cascaded back down onto his chest and lap.
Ew.
The homeowner got into his house and locked the door. The urine-soaked man then ran to his truck, threw it in gear, and hit the gas. Unfortunately, he didn't see the car parked right in front of him, and he crashed. "Ugh, Mondays," said the man. Well, just kidding, he didn't say that, but we've all been there. He backed up, then sped off down the street. It wasn't long until he slammed into yet another parked car.
What? But this, when that happens.
I know, but this time the cops were waiting for him. The man burst out of his truck and began to run. Unfortunately, he did not notice that one of the squad cars had two big characters on the side. K-9.
Oh.
Kids.
Oh.
If you're ever being chased by the police and one of them's a K-9 unit, you are done. Stop. Get on the ground and shut up. Those dogs will screw you up. Unfortunately, our friend did not get the memo, and moments later, that dog took him down like he was a three-legged cat covered in bacon.
Woohoo!
He was arrested and charged with unarmed robbery and reckless...
That's debatable.
That's debatable. Reckless driving, resisting arrest, and the slew of other charges. What we do know is this. Armed robbery works way better than unarmed robbery. But what we don't know is why this man decided to do it in the first place. Was this bumbling burglar drunk, high, or crazy?
I'm going to go with drunk.
Okay. Heather's going to go with drunk.
Ooh, she took mine. That's okay. I was thinking either drunk or crazy, so I will go with crazy.
Is there a reason why you say he's not high? It's just a feeling.
It's the spirit. It's the spirit.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll
she
go,
prayed before the game.
I'll go with crazy.
Okay, you're going with crazy. Heather's going with drunk.
Yeah.
Fact of the matter is, the guy who tried to rob a family on the front porch without a weapon, exposed himself, peed on himself, and then crashed into two cars with his truck, was in fact drunk!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, that's right. He was hitting the bottle way too hard.
Yeah.
Dad,
Mikey's been there.
By the way, if you ever look at this guy's mugshot, It's amazing. Looks like he picked a fight with the Wolverine. He's got cuts all over his face from that dog.
From the dogs. Yeah. Awesome.
Did he have any clothing on when the dogs were released?
I hope so.
I don't know. Just a bad scenario.
Kids.
Yes.
It's so important. If you're going to rob somebody, bring a gun.
The lesson here.
No.
Okay, no. The lesson is don't drink, you guys.
That's a better lesson.
Ever, for any reason whatsoever. This message was brought to you by your mom. Otherwise, you're going to wind up on an episode of
Drunk High or Crazy.
You're listening to
The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Today's hit music.
B92.1.